I want to draw some thoughts today from this chapter, Luke 23, that Becky was reading from. The first Sabbath of the new year, we've chosen to celebrate the Lord's Supper. A beautiful Sabbath that reminds us of Christ's death and His burial and His resurrection, but also His continuing desire that we be clean and ready for His coming. And as we eat the bread and we drink the wine in just a little bit, we are reminded of Christ giving all of His life being crushed out of Him, that we might have eternal life. And in the foot washing service, we are reminded of our willingness to serve other people and also of our desire to be in a miniature baptism again. And it's very appropriate that we do this as we begin the new year and start the year wonderfully clean. But I'd like to read from Luke 23 before we separate for our communion service. And you may think this just a little odd, but stay with me. Luke chapter 23, beginning with verse 32. There were also two others, criminals, with him to be put to death. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they divided his garments and cast lots. Verse 35, and the people stood looking on. I'm going to preach on that text, but not today. But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Christ, the chosen of God." The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." And an inscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew: "This is the King of the Jews." Then one of the criminals, or one of the thieves, who were hanged, blasphemed him and said, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." Now here's the beginning of the message of today. But the other man, answering toward him, rebuked him and said, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we are here indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Interesting, one of the greatest lessons for the Christian was spoken by a criminal. Spoken by a thief. The Bible declares that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. So I suppose in that sense today we have all been classified like a spiritual criminal. How do we get to heaven from Chatsworth, Georgia, if we are spiritually, criminally active? I tell you how we do it. Here was this man sitting beside, here was this man crucified on one side of Christ, the other criminal on the other side, Christ in the center. And the two men having a discussion back and forth. And Jesus is very quiet The one thief says, "Man, what's wrong with you? We are about to die. I know you deserve to be here. I know what you've done. We're judged according to our deeds, and we're going to pay for them. But this man, Jesus, he has done nothing wrong. I believe he is the Savior." If there's ever been a time when you could learn from the words of a thief, it's right here. So simply stated, but it came from that poor man's heart. He says, "Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me." And he even added a little time frame in there. You know what he said? "When you come." As if he is saying, "Lord, I believe there's another life to come after this one. I'm going to die now." Just like all of us here understand about death and dying. He says, "I believe you are going to come back again. Remember me when you come. Give me a clean heart. Give me a new body. Take away my desire to steal. And let me spend eternity with you." That's the prayer I want you to pray today as you partake of the Lord's Supper, as you celebrate the ordinance of humility with the foot washing. "Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom." Stand with me and allow me to have prayer. Father God in heaven, we don't even know this man's name. And yet his story has been told perhaps millions of times in the Christian community. His plea to you for redemption, so simple. "Lord, remember me when you come." We stand today because we want to say the same thing as that thief. Our heart cry today to you, here at the first Sabbath of this year, is the same as his. "Lord, remember me." I know that you know us by name. You know us by circumstance. You know us even by the sins that we commit and confess. Please speak to our hearts today the same message you did to that thief. The words, "I say unto you today, thou shalt be with me in paradise." No matter what happens this year, let us remember those very special words that you spoke to that thief and you've spoken to us this morning, that we can be, we shall be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.